Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having us here. We're glad to be here.
You are from the East Coast of Canada, right? Edward Island?
That's right, yeah.
But lived in Nova Scotia for a while.
Yeah, I've lived a bunch of different places. I lived in Toronto and Halifax, Nova Scotia for a while. And just in the last 3 years, I moved back home for good.
Why did you decide to move back?
Well, I have a little girl. My mom's there. And, you know, all of our family is there. And it's kind of just, it's a nice place to raise a kid. I had a great time as a kid there when I was little. And yeah, it's beautiful and peaceful, and there's beaches everywhere.
Yeah, cool. How does that feel of the East Coast of Canada influence your music?
I don't know. I think there's something to do with the people that are there. Like, everybody, there isn't really a competition in the music scene out there because everybody is related to each other. They're all family.
Big town, small town?
Where I live is about a village of about 100 people. I live just outside of it in the hills, and it's, yeah. It's
so really, everybody really knows everybody.
Yeah, yeah, we all know our histories.
So many of your songs have this wonderful rainy day quality to them, you know, of just sort of sitting in some sort of peaceful location. Does the climate back there feel a little bit like Oregon, or the lush green feel to it?
Well, there's been a few periods in the last year or so, last fall and last spring, that just rained and rained and rained. I did feel like I was living in the rainforest because I'm surrounded by trees. And yeah, it definitely inspired a bunch of songs on the new record. So, but we get a lot of snow and then beautiful summers usually too. So,
well, we'll talk about that new record in just a minute. It's called Silhouette, just out this year. How about we hear a tune?
Sure. This is a track off of that. It's called Trickle Down Rain. Trickle down rain, my window pane. Birds all hiding away. Gotta clean this mess. Gotta get some rest. Can't seem to do anything today. In the shadow of love, I hear you call for shadow of time, and that's all. Where do you go when you leave me alone? I see the sun come through the clouds like you. I know what I've got to do. Gotta sweep this floor, sweep the dust out the door. Then just wait quietly for you. In the shadow of love, I hear you call the shadow of time, and that's all. Where do you go when you leave me alone? In the shadow of love, I hear you call the shadow of time, and that's all. Where do you go when you leave me alone? trickle down rain. My window pane, the birds all hiding away.
Catherine McClellan is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio, streaming online at ijpr.org. It's about 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Perfect segue into a song about rain,
yeah.
Huh? I want to talk about your dad a little bit. Hugely successful songwriter in the 1960s, 1970s. This was before you were even around, right?
Yeah, long before.
He had his songs covered by Bing Crosby, by Elvis, by Three Dog Night. What kind of an influence was he on you as a young girl?
Well, you know, first and foremost, he was just my dad. He was real goofy. He had a really great sense of humor. Yeah, just kind of watching him around the house sitting, you know, on the couch with a guitar on a piece of paper, just always working on songs. And he passed away before I was really getting fully into songwriting. So he didn't give me too many details, but just kind of through osmosis watching him, it just seemed like a natural thing to do.
And did it make sense to you that there was this career to be had writing songs?
Well, it was mysterious to me. I didn't really think about it. I guess it was kind of natural. And I know for some people, when they enter into becoming a full-time artist, songwriter, or whatever, it seems like a really scary thing to do. And I just kind of blindly jumped into it, not thinking about the risks, because that seemed like the only way to live.
Your dad's biggest hit was a song called Snowbird that was most famously recorded by Anne Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a kid myself, my parents listening to that version of that song over and over. You know, this was, you know, early, mid-70s by that point. And Anne Murray's version of that tune was kind of an up-tempo pop song. And you know, if you're listening and you don't quite remember it, just do a quick YouTube search. You'll find a billion different videos posted on YouTube of that song, and it is very recognizable. You just recently recorded that song on the new album called Silhouette, which is just out this year, and you take a much different direction to it. You've sort of slowed it down, and when you listen to the lyrics in Anne Murray's poppy up-tempo setting, they don't it's a little bit bizarre to have that kind of a setting for some of the lyrics that are in that song.
Yeah.
And your version of it seems to capture some of the darker side of those lyrics.
I think, I guess I tend to write more that kind of style, like the darker, sadder songs. And so it really is just a folk song, and they dressed it up, and it's hard to tell that it's a really sad, heartbreaking song in the version that Anne Murray did. And that's what they wanted back then. But I think that, you know, it was kind of time for people to hear it just the way it is, which is a folk song.
Yeah. So as a performer now, you're probably playing this song a bunch. And of course, you grew up with it probably all over the place.
Yeah.
Does that song still speak to you every time you hear it or every time you play it?
Yeah. You know, I didn't play it for years. I didn't even learn it until probably 3 years ago. And then I think somebody asked me to do it once, so I just I learned it and we started playing it. Now we play it almost every night, and it still speaks to me because the lyrics are so strong, and I think everybody can relate to that kind of loss and heartbreak.
Yeah. Do you mind playing it for us?
Sure. Love to. Snowy mantle, cold and clean. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, and it speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Thank you. to, and anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. To say that you'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. And spread your tiny wings and fly away, take the snow bag with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Oh, if I could, you know that I would fly.
It's Open Air on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. You can also catch our live web stream at ijpr.org. And if you haven't yet, by all means, download our free iPhone app. You can stream JPR with just a touch of a button on your iPhone or your iPod Touch. We welcome Catherine McClellan into the studios for a special live session. And if you were listening to that last tune, Snowbird, you heard wonderful harmony vocals. Catherine, who have you brought with you today?
This is Chris Goche. He's playing guitar and singing. He's also from Prince Edward Island, and we're just kind of on a crazy little tour right now.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Very nice to be here.
Your dad passed when you were a teenager.
Yeah, right? I was about 14.
How was that time for you, losing your father, which is always challenging, but then to have someone who had that much prominence, especially in Canada, where it was probably being talked about left and right by everyone?
Yeah, I mean, initially we kind of just, we could stay inside and not have to worry about other people's perspectives on it. But
and your dad had kind of that aspect too, where he was not out in public much.
Yeah, right? No, but I mean, when you live in Prince Edward Island, you can't really hide too much, and which is part of the reason we left for a number of years, because I think he just wanted a bit of he just wanted to be anonymous for a little while. And but we moved back to PEI not long before he passed away, and yeah, it was challenging, definitely. I don't know, every time somebody's dad dies, is it on the news, like the 5 o'clock news?
Yeah.
It was pretty weird.
Yeah. This is true that your new album, Silhouette, is the first of your albums that did not have a song that you wrote in tribute to your dad. Right?
Yeah, I've always had a stockpile of songs about him, because it was such a, you know, I was young and it was such a big deal in my life that it took me a long time to process it. I guess I'm still processing it, but I feel like I'm well past the initial stages of grief. It's been 16 years or so, and so I was ready to just kind of move on from writing these sad songs, and so instead I covered one of his sad songs.
Yeah. Do you find yourself writing songs in a similar way
as him?
Yeah.
Or I really don't know. I think that he actually was more of an editor, like he sat for long hours just kind of working out one line, and I don't do that as much. I kind of, it all falls out onto the page, and I just write you know, so many songs that eventually I hone my skills that way, as opposed to working song by song.
Do you find yourself writing lyrics when there's no guitar around?
Yeah, actually, a lot of the times dangerously swerving on the highway with a pen in hand. But I try to not do that anymore, and I let Chris take the wheel.
Well, let's talk about your band, because from your debut, which was, for the most part, a solo acoustic guitar singer-songwriter type album, you have slowly been adding pieces where Silhouettes actually got a full band on it.
Yeah.
Is that a natural progression for you, to just be adding people that you want to work with, or are you trying to find a sweet spot for where your sound fits into the overall music world?
I think what mostly has happened is that the first two records that I made, I was mostly playing solo shows and sometimes would have another instrument with me, like a guitar. But I think as I started playing with a band more, because I could afford it sometimes, like the Water in the Ground, which is my second last record, I had a band. I was living in Halifax at the time, so all the players were different than the ones I'm playing with now in Prince Edward Island. And so this record, I really wanted to showcase what we were doing as a group. And also, when we did overdubs, there were some pretty special people. I got to do them with me in Toronto. So, yeah.
I remember listening to an interview that you had done. The question was posed to you, name off some of Canada's best unknown in the States musicians, people that we down here really should know about and should look up.
It's endless.
Because it seems like, comparatively, when you compare the populations of the States to Canada, the percentage of excellent songwriters coming out of Canada is massive.
I think we have nothing to do when the snow falls.
Hockey.
Oh yeah. Right? The boys of the hockey.
So you get all these wonderful female songwriters.
Yeah. And
I
mean, just on the East Coast alone, there's just endless amounts of female singer songwriters. We have people like Rose Cousins and Jen Grant and Jill Barber. Endless. There's a woman who sang on my record named Jada Kelly, who's just getting started out, and she's in Toronto. And some of her songs are just unbelievable. She's only like 21 or 22. And yeah, it's just, there's so much happening.
Mm. It's easy to assume that, you know, growing up as a kid in the 70s and 80s, that Neil Young would have been a big influence. But is it deeper than that? I'm assuming it's much deeper than that. There are so many different styles of music, especially in that area of Celtic music traditions.
Yeah. And that's been a big influence for Chris. And for me, it was more like, well, I listened to a lot of bad 80s pop, for sure, for a while.
Everyone did. At the time, everyone did. Yeah.
It took me a while to get out of that. And that's kind of when I discovered for myself, you know, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, and all that stuff. But, you know, there's stuff like, you know, Stompin' Tom and Gordon Lightfoot that maybe you guys don't know as well down here, but yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot did okay in the States.
He did all right, but Stompin' Tom is like, you have to discover him. He's hilarious.
What about the guilty pleasures that are on your iPod?
Oh, there's so many. There's some like Harry Belafonte and
really?
Yeah, Calypso. But I don't know. There's all kinds of weird stuff. Stuff from my like teenage life. You know, there's a little bit of Kiss and Aerosmith on there. Which,
All right.
Dreamweaver, remember that song?
Well, I remember one of the first songs of yours that we were exposed to here at the station was back in, I think, probably 2006. There was this beautiful song on your album, Church Bell Blues, called Emily's Song. And I thought, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, Emily must be your daughter. This is a beautiful little song. But it's not. It's actually a friend of yours that you wrote a song for.
Yeah. She was going through a lot of changes in her life and was having a hard time kind of making the transition from leaving a marriage of 23 years and leaving her house that she'd lived in all that time. And so, yeah, I just kind of was there working on her house with her, and this song came out of that.
You mind playing it for us?
Sure. I'll try and remember it all. It's been a while.
Thank you.
never say. 23 years rearranging each breath seems a sad exhale. But love can be so forgiving, gives you one more reason to live. You just keep on.
Catherine McClellan live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio. Emily's song going back to 2006's Church Bell Blues. The new album just out this year is called Silhouette. Your first album was, I guess, out of print or really hard to find, and you made the decision to reissue it as a bonus disc along with your last album.
Yeah, because my first record, I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do that, but the record label really wanted to, they wanted to re-release it. And I didn't, because it would have happened at the same time as Water in the Ground, I didn't really want to, anyway, I ended up really confusing a lot of people because they're like, oh, wow, a double record, but they're very different.
Well, it must have been a nice vote of confidence, though, that the record label wanted to go back and
reissue
that. Yeah,
I guess, you know, the president of True North is probably one of my biggest fans, which is a really lucky thing.
That's great. Just before the tune, you mentioned your daughter. You do have a daughter. Her name's Isabel.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She is almost six. She started grade one this year, and she's a little monster.
Does she go out on tour with you?
Yeah, sometimes, mostly on the East Coast if I can bring her, but most of the time she stays with her dad. Her dad's also a musician, and so we have this really great back and forth of, figuring out touring schedules and stuff like that, but she's awesome. And now that she's getting a bit older and more rational, I can bring her more often.
So when do you get to see her next?
I get to see her in just over a week, so we have to still have to go up to Northern Canada before going back east. Mm. So.
One organization that has played a part in your career and the career of a lot of Canadian musicians is the Council for the Arts.
Yeah.
Different provinces have individual councils for the arts?
Yeah, the PEI has, actually every province is different, but we also have a National Council for the Arts, which supplies funding for touring and sometimes making records and things like that. It's usually the provincial ones that do the most work for the artists, though, because they kind of see what's happening on a regional level, and they try to support people who are trying to, you know, go past the borders or whatever. So there's an organization in Prince Edward Island called Music PEI, and they're big supporters. And then there's also a little bit of private funding, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's a group called Factor, and they do lots of recording and video funding and kind of without those organizations, it would be pretty hard to come here and just do radio shows.
Yeah, right. So how does it work? It's a nationwide tax that funds an organization that then distributes funds to artists?
Yes.
Do you have to apply? Or
you do, yeah, you apply, and the competition is pretty fierce. And so, yeah, you just kind of keep hoping, you keep your fingers crossed, and hope that you get some money.
And then do you end up winning a stipend that you can use in various ways, or is it specifically for projects?
It's usually specifically for projects, although some groups, like in Prince Edward Island, there's a fund that you get X amount of dollars over 3 years, and they give it out to you in a little bit here and there, just kind of for you to judge what you want to do with it, whether it's marketing or traveling or all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Do you have plans to come back to tour the West Coast again?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to have an actual tour. Yeah. Because this is my second time in Oregon without actually playing, although we did play in Portland this time. But yeah, it would be nice to have more than one show.
Yeah, you bet. Can we go out with another song?
Sure. Yeah, why don't we do, it's a song called Old Tin Can, and I wrote it for a fellow songwriter named David Baxter from Toronto. Off he went to NYC, he's gotta see the deal today. He's working his fingers to the bone, turning knobs and tubes, headphones on. He crossed the border, lonesome man, and found redemption in that old tin can, and told the story of his life, love and loss and strife. Oh, oh, oh. Well, now he's gone to Nashville town. He's gonna meet the kid, play around. Meanwhile, his songs are put on pause. I hope his head is up, not hanging down. He crossed the border, a lonesome man, and found redemption in that old tin can, and told the story of his life, love and loss and strife. Oh, oh, oh. That old tin can.
It's Catherine McClellan live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called Silhouette. You can read much more about her and her music at CatherineMcClellan.com. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time out for us.
Thanks for having us.
You.